In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. And you know what? I've been reading about the prophet Elijah, how he raised a young boy from the dead. The power that God gave Elijah and Elisha is that same power that he gives us, if we want to believe it. So today I'm asking Anthony to share some of the experiences he's had with God's people.
God's been moving so powerfully lately. He wants to move powerfully in your life. And I just think it's important that we all know that when reason is absent, faith is present. When reason is absent, faith is present. And this supernatural faith is what all the prophets and what all the powerful men of God and women of God have. Unless you don't have faith like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. So one testimony I can give is lately we've been going down to Methadone Mile. And for those who don't know what Methadone Mile is, it's just a street in Boston where there's many drug addicts. It's just an open-air drug market where everyone's using, doing drugs. But I'll tell you what, the best part of being lost is being found, and to be broken is to be fixed. The power of God has moved down in Methadone Mile more than any place I've seen. It's because everyone's heart is open. When they've hit rock bottom, they're looking up to God. They're looking up for answers. So last week, and you know, we've got to be God hears every prayer you say. So sometimes when we pray something, we need to be ready for it. And I was down there with Jennifer and her son Greg, and we were praying, "Jesus, just please take us to the most desperate of desperate. We want to be in the exact place the most desperate person needs you, so that you can use us." And you know, we were down there ministering to the people, giving out food, water, you know, deodorant, whatever we had to give. And we were coming, there was many people who gave their life to the Lord. And so we were coming from one side of the street to the other. And as we were turning on the street, we saw a man come flying out on the street on a bike, riding so fast, cutting the street, and all of a sudden a car turned and just hit this man. And when I say he hit him, this man flew off the bike, his head went through the windshield, he flew 10 feet in the air and he landed on the ground. And this was right in front of us, like 4 feet away, so we say, "Stop the car." And you know, when I hopped out, I'm good in the spirit, but I'm bad with blood. But when I hopped out, it wasn't a pool of blood. It was a river of blood running down the street, and this man was unconscious. So I ran over to him, and I thought he was going to die. You know, everyone around thought he was going to die, and, you know, it's sad, but it's okay. We all die. Death is not what's scary. Dying without knowing Jesus is what's scary. You know, when we know Jesus, death has no hold on us, because the only way to get to heaven is through death. So I started asking him if he knew the Lord, because I didn't know if he knew the Lord. And you know, he needed to invite the Lord in his heart, but he was completely unconscious. We thought he was dead on sight. He was losing so much blood. So I just asked him, "Do you know the Lord? Invite Jesus in your heart." But after a minute of unresponsive, I was like, "I need to do something." So we started to pray for him and lay hands on him. And I just started praying in tongues. And we just asked the Holy Spirit to revive him. And we just prayed in tongues for a minute or so. And at this time, the police, they're making a perimeter. Everyone was running over. But the Holy Spirit moved. And this man, thank God, he went from being unconscious to totally revived, to the point where he not only, he snapped too, and then to the point where he was trying to stand up. But the gash on his head was so, it was frightening to see. He had lost so much blood, but they finally got him on a gurney. And you know, but with any move of God, the enemy comes. So a lot of people came running over as friends, this and that, from the other side of the street. And they were being incited to thinking that I was laughing, that we were laughing at him or mocking him or standing over him. And, you know, all heck broke loose in this spot where people were saying, we're trying to fight us. They were just being incited in the spirit. But, you know, we just kept focused and kept praying. And, you know, so this man got on a gurney. And some of the people who tried to fight us ended up later, after Side Street, when they saw me going over and praying for people and giving out food, they ended up apologizing us, being convicted by the Holy Spirit. And one of them, Jennifer, prayed with us, ended up giving his life to the Lord. So God uses everything. And, you know, the best part was while he was on the gurney going in, we have blessed rosaries by Father Tom that we give out with the Divine Mercy image of Jesus within the rosary. And I slipped a couple of those in his pockets. So, you know, he might wake up looking for his drugs in his pocket, but he's going to find an image of Jesus. And we all prayed a Divine Mercy chaplet for him. If you look that up in the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, you'll see what it is. But right now, we just ask, if you're listening, to just send up a quick prayer. It doesn't need to be long for this man. I don't know his name. But, you know, after, God knows. When we ask God, take us to the most desperate of desperate, he'll do it. We need to just be ready. So, you know, God can do everything. And after the whole atmosphere changed, you could feel the presence of angels. You could feel this man has a guardian angel. You could feel Jesus come down. You know, and how we work is not how God works. So who knows? This could be the greatest thing that ever happened to him. You know, today could be the day that he was on that ground dying, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with God. He could have gained eternal life. Because, you know, when we understand where we're going, death is part of life. And it's okay. The only way to get to heaven is through death. But dying without Jesus is eternal death. So we just pray, Lord, that this man receive the Lord, that the witness of us praying for this man receive the Lord, that the police, the ambulance, you know, Jesus has ordained it all. And all we got to do, you know, is just step out in faith. We didn't give ourselves a prayer language. We didn't know to pray. It's all the Lord. And he wants you to hear this today for a reason. Maybe it's so that you can pray for him. Maybe so it's your faith could get built. But every moment of your life's ordained. And he wants to use you powerfully. So God's been moving in this world. He's going to move in your life today.
The scripture that comes to me is the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to bring good news to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord was upon Anthony and Jennifer and Gregory. Oh, yes, the Spirit was upon them. And they did what God told them to do. And, you know, Anthony hates blood. He can deal with anything else but blood. But the Lord conquered even that because this man was unconscious and he came, popped up, and he came and was brought to the hospital. We never know what happens. I remember once I was on a holiday and there was a car accident. And I went to see if it was my brother. It wasn't my brother, but there was a lady that was a big lady, and she fell, and there was blood on the pavement. So I went back days later and asked her, where were you bleeding? She said, I wasn't bleeding at all. I said, there was blood on the pavement. She said, I wasn't bleeding at all. I prayed with her when she was down. I prayed with her. I don't know where that blood came from, but she says, I don't have blood coming out of me. This is God. We don't know what God does as we pray. As we pray. Oh, yes. You know what I've been praying for? I've been praying that the Sacred Heart would touch my heart and that it would burn with love for Jesus. That's what I've been praying for. That I would have a new outpouring of love for Jesus. That's what I want. That's what I want. And you know what? I'm going to get it because I know that's God's will. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news, to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to bring the gospel to the poor. Tell us another story, Anthony, that God has been using you with.
Yeah, he's not only anointed Father Tom and me, he's anointed you. So we've also been going to nursing homes, you know, from methadone mile to the nursing homes. And, you know, it's just very simple. We do some praise and worship, me and Joanne. We, you know, God inhabits the praises of his people. You know, it's very important that we praise the Lord because when we praise the Lord, God inhales our praises and he exhales the glory. And when he exhales his glory of the Lord, anything's possible. Healings, miracles, signs. The glory of the Lord's coming upon your car right now. But, you know, we've just been simply going, praising the Lord. And then asking people to open their hearts wide, inviting Jesus in their heart in a new way. And then having healing services, turning on some light music. And, you know, I'll just go around and ask if I can pray for people. And it's just very short prayers. We just lay our hands on their shoulders. And we just ask the Holy Spirit to come, pray in the Spirit. But, you know, people have really been getting touched by the Lord. I'm sure people are getting healed. You can see the change on their face. And the real miracle is everyone is very, you know, a lot of people at the nursing homes, employees and stuff, very nervous about COVID and everything. And we go in there and we put the masks on and do what we want to do and whatever they need. But a lot of times at first they're very hesitant or, you know, we don't think it'd be a good idea to pray for people. But towards the end, everyone wants hands laid on them because fear is not from God and the fear gets broken. And even the workers there receive Jesus. They receive prayer. They receive the Holy Spirit. They receive miracles. You know, yesterday the Holy Spirit led me to take my dog for a walk in a way which time I never do, in a way I never do. And one of my friends I went to school for eight years, a grade above me, drove by. I haven't seen him in forever. He's like, is your name Anthony? I told him, hey, how you doing? I gave him a short testimony. I asked him if I could pray for him. He invited the Lord into his heart. He gave his life to the Lord. The Holy Spirit fell. You know, God works wonders, absolute wonders. You know, but the true wonders are the little things in the day where, you know, I'll have these blessed rosaries and I'll be walking around the grocery store. And this is for everyone. God will use you too. And the Lord will ask me if I can, you know, give a word of knowledge. Tell someone the Lord loves you. You're very special to him. He wants to heal whatever happened with whatever pain you went through when you were five. And give them the rosary, and sometimes that's it, because that's all they can handle. It's that word of knowledge. Sometimes you stay and ask if they can pray. But the anointing's the Holy Spirit. The discernment is the Holy Spirit. You know, God's just so good, and we can do big things like take the speaker, go to the beach, preach. But God's been moving in power. And you know, it's about the disposure of the heart. So when you go to some place where, you know, the streets are lined with people addicted to drugs, homeless and stuff, those are the people a lot of times whose hearts are wide open. And you know, when your heart's wide open for the Lord, you can receive the fullness of Him. But you don't need, the good news is you don't need to be homeless. You don't need to be addicted to drugs. You can make the decision right now to just open your heart as wide as you can for the Lord and just receive the Holy Spirit in fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, just let the fire of God pour out into everyone's heart and burn out and purify everything that's not of you. For me and Father Tom too, because I sure need it. And just let the glory of the Father come upon them, Lord. So just receive that. You know, there's healing on the broadcast because the anointing isn't through us, it's through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's just using me and Father Tom now to witness to you. But just grab it. Right now, backs are being healed. Ears are being healed. Someone with hearing loss. Maybe deafness is being healed. Lower backs. Pain in lower backs be healed in Jesus' name. You know, whatever it is you need, Jesus is sovereign. What I've learned more than anything is sometimes Jesus is just waiting on us. He wants to do miracles. He wants to do it all. But are you ready for it?
Just recently, about six times I've prayed with this woman who had fourth stage cancer. And my prayer would only last about 5 minutes and then they would leave. Well, finally she was going to be checked with the CAT scan. And I said to her, you know, I feel good about this. I don't often say this, but I feel good about this. I had an experience thinking of her and that it was a good experience. Well, she didn't care about what I had. But you know, the CAT scan showed that several of the tumors disappeared. Yeah. Disappeared. And she's as happy as a lark now. Amen. She knows that not only was it the chemo, but that God Himself stepped into this to heal her. Oh, yes. These are the things that God asks us to do, to pray with the people. You shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. You shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. They shall speak in other languages. They shall go to the missionary and not be hurt by snakes. I tell you, God has a plan. The plan for you is good. You say, but I don't ever know any of these things. These things don't happen to me. I'm going to tell you why. You don't step out. Yeah. You don't step out. You're afraid to step out. You say, well, who am I? As a matter of fact, yesterday I gave the homily. God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said to God, who am I? You know what God answered? I am with you. That's who He is. I am with you. Do you know that? That's who you are. God is with you. And not only with you, but God is in you through the Holy Spirit. So my identity is with Jesus. God is with me. God is in me. God has plans for me. Oh, yes, for me too. I need plans of God. I don't just pray with people. I expect them to get better. I expect them to get better. It's not my will that people should die. And it's not God's will that people should die. By the stripes we have been healed. By the stripes on Jesus' back we have been healed. And you know, that's part of the gospel. It's good news. Oh yes, who are you? I will be with you. That's who you are. I will be in you. That's who you are. the Holy Spirit is in you.
He is. Yeah, and it's very important that we have a heart posture of expectation. We want to expect and we want to trust that God wants to heal us, because he does. You know, another quick testimony I told you before was my friend's cousin. She needed a lot of healing. Came to Mass, and after Mass, we went outside. It's in the middle of the Salem at the Divine Mercy Chapel, and we prayed after for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And around us, which a lot of Salem witch tours and, you know, occult tours, and the church is right in the middle of the city. But as soon as we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and laid hands on her, the Holy Spirit came and just wiped her out. It overcame her. The fire of God fell on her to the point where she couldn't even keep on her feet, and she was just slain in the spirit in the middle of the parking lot. Now, to all these people watching the tours, they were screaming, they were yelling over, "Is she okay?" They were very concerned. But we just told her, no, it was Jesus. The Holy Spirit just came into her. Jesus is healing her now. And you know, it's a witness. It's a witness. Your life is a witness for God. But it's just, can we get out of the way? You know, when we ask who am I and stuff, it's true. Compared to God, we're nothing. But a lot of times, the biggest obstacle it was for me to take a step out, give someone a word of knowledge, is what if we're wrong? What if Jesus doesn't come? What if we're embarrassed? But I'll tell you truly, the fear of God drives out the fear of man. When we worry about what man thinks, if we're embarrassed by man because Jesus doesn't come through, then we can't have the fear of God. But when we just are only looking up at the Lord and looking out, and you know, to love the Lord is to be obedient to the Lord. To love the Lord is to follow his commands. To love the Lord is to open up and hear the voice of the Lord. But truly to love the Lord is to not love the world. And we want to have love for our neighbor, but not above the Lord. So we want to please God, not please other humans. So the way we please God is we walk with him, we commune with him, we trust him. You know, when we pray for people, a lot of times God doesn't heal them in a miracle way right there. But God's always doing something, or else he would not have commanded us to pray for the sick. It could be a healing of the soul. It could be they just received eternal life by inviting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And maybe the physical healing might not be right away, but the healing of the soul is the greatest healing, because the body will go. But our spirit and our soul will reside forever in heaven with the Lord. He wants to heal your soul. And you know, it's about the heart posture. The Lord wants to strip away, and I've been praying too, like Father Tom, it's funny to say that, to remove all the judgment and all the junk I have in my heart. Because the Lord doesn't judge by outward appearances. He's not judging you by what you look like, how much money's in your bank, what kind of car you have. He's not even judging you on your works. There's no faith without works, but he's looking at your heart, your intentions. You know, do you love your neighbor? Do you have faith for the Lord? You know, and when you do, the Lord can use you, and then he can fill you. But we got to get out of our way. It's hard for me to get out of the way of the Lord so he can just use me. Because, you know, the world will teach you one thing, but the Lord wants you to unteach you everything, forget, so he can retrain you in the way of him. The way of the Lord is very simple. It's faith, it's trust, and it's love. So today the Lord wants to trust you with everything, but he's just asking you, are you trustworthy?
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 25th and 31st. And this is a school that we learn how to do things so that we go out and do the things we learned. Oh, yes. This is not just a healing service. This is a school. What do they have to look up? What was the name?
Days of Glory.
Days of Glory. Look it up. Yeah. It'll tell you more about the School of the Holy Spirit. Days of Glory.
My life was changed by the School of the Holy Spirit in a miracle way. I have no doubt that God wants to do the same for you and change your life by this as well.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.